What's up, y'all? Y'all all right? Good. Welcome to the New Legacy Podcast Show, brought to you by New Legacy Group, LLC of Cleveland, Ohio. This is Season 3. We want to make sure y'all understand we brought some funk and some stank to the show. We're bringing some new players, some new personalities, and that's going to help see the mission and the vision of the company and this podcast show to fruition. Our mission is to educate you, appreciate you, and empower you, and also give you a platform to promote your music, promote your talent, and your gift. So stay tuned. Welcome and enjoy this New Legacy experience. Here we go. At this time, this is the song we're kissed by us.
I done been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning, cause she's rolling while she making sexy legs.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
This girl, she's my hero. Get it, hero, heroes. Hey, so stressing it.
This is by one of the legends. He told him on BET stage, you better remember my name and put some respect on it. I'm Rick James with the song, Give It To Me Baby, with a little Jay Brown stank on it.
Thank you. that funk, that sweet, that funk, that sweet, that funk.
Also, you've got to give a shout out
to the city of Cleveland and all those who are making a difference or want to make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, now's the chance. What is your legacy? Last but not least, the new legacy group and its affiliates are opening up opportunities to promote your music and any other service or talent you may have right here on our podcast as well as our website. You can check that information out at newlegacygroup.net or send us an email at newlegacygroup@aol.com. We appreciate y'all so much. Coming up next is the news. So stay tuned and have fun. We got some music for you. And we got the introduction of our newest podcast members. Thank you for enjoying this New Legacy Experience. Welcome back to New Legacy Radio. Right now, you're listening to the sound of the tweet with the way you move. This is our music step for the New Legacy Podcast Show. Get ready, baby.
It feels so good.
Just 'cause I'm on a high, and homeboy is totally obvious. You'll be listening to her mind. She wanna get right, get money, get dressed, get real. All intertwined. This is stadium music. 50,000 jumping at a time.
Let's get right.
Look at me. It's a new day. People don't want to think no more. They just want to feel. They want to let go. Look at me.
Yeah.
Crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list. How we twist shit. What changed with the name? We still here. You're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes. I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out. I'ma cool off. Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog. We ain't never left. We just move in silence and left to the death. It's official. I survived what I've been through. Yo, I got drama. The saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now.
We can't be stopped now. This is your boy Jay Brown. We appreciate y'all so much. We're going to take a pause for the cause. We want to make sure you understand. New Legacy's here. We're here to educate you, appreciate you, and empower you. Make sure you stay tuned. We got a special presentation of the new members of the New Legacy Radio cast. Stay tuned.
Gotta be rich before we don't stop breathing. Therefore, what? We gotta hustle lanes. Stay laying down a muscle game. Still turn niggas dreams to
flame. Alright, y'all. It's that news time. Well, as you know, or if you don't know, the primaries for the Congress is held by the incumbent, Ms. Chantel Brown. She ran on very good rates and she beat out one of her competitors in Nina Turner. But we want to send a love and our support to Ms. Nina Turner as she conceded and she will be looking for a run in 2024. We also want to congratulate Ms. Chantel Brown on her win and we hope you represent as well. Let our voices be heard and make sure right by the people. In other news, the Cleveland Browns fill some gaps in the draft. They got some good players, I believe. They got in the third round, fourth pick, they got the Mississippi State, Martin Emerson. They also got defensive end, Alex Wright, David Bell, wide receiver, Perry Young, Riff, King Bell, kicker, got Jerome Ford, another running back, got Michael Wood, wide receiver. Also, we got Isaiah Thomas, who's the defensive end, and Dawson, and he's the offensive line. Hopefully these young fellas can add some power to Cleveland Browns to take for a winning season and even a playoff and maybe even a championship. We still never know. But anyway, we appreciate the Browns, the Cavs, and the Guardians. And that's your sports report at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here at the New Legacy Podcast Show. I am your host, Jay Brown, and I'm here to introduce our new host to the show. These young brothers are ready to make a difference, make a change, and also provide this community with the, you know, services that will help upbuild and uplift this community. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up first to the far right, this young brother is a man that I've had the pleasure of working with and being a classmate with at over at John F. Kennedy High School. He is also the founder and CEO of Parker Avenue Entertainment and Production. Also an executive member of EHAT organization, which is geared towards youth. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Parker. Coming up next, this brother here is another JFK graduate. A man I've come to know and a man I've come to be like my brother from another mother. He is a graduate of Bowling Green State University, studying film, creative writing, and videography.
Yeah.
He is the founder and CEO of M-Staff Productions, and he's going to tell you a story through film. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the director
of Content Management here at New Legacy Group LLC, Mr. Michael Stafford.
Stafford!
Coming up next, this young brother is a social media mogul. A young brother is coming up on the different platforms who's making a change and making his message known. He talked about a variety of topics, so make sure you check him out. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the one and only Mr. Not to be, he, I don't know if he related to Aaron Hall, but Mr. Anthony Hall, a.k.a. Lord Fintech. We want to make sure we give a shout out to Mr. Christopher King, Major Davis, and also Mr. Lafayette Harper, who is not in attendance today. We're keeping you in our prayers, and we know you had a lot going on, but hey, you're still part of the family. And that just, you know, y'all know who I am. I got to get, you know, I got too many accolades, but I want to make sure that you know, I am the chief strategic strategy officer for New Legacy Group, making sure that we make the right moves. And making sure we're going in the right direction so we can build and live comfortably, making a difference in our community. Alright? So, we want to thank y'all for enjoying the musical set that we had before this, but we want to make sure that we you know, some topics that are very important to us. So we're going to start off with Mr. Jay Parker, and he's going to give us some news about the youth and some of the things that he got going on, and we're going to turn it over to Mr. Jason Parker.
Well, like you said, I am Jason Parker. I go by social media on Parker Avenue. Most people on social media know me by Parker Avenue. And just linking up on this beautiful, blessed day with a blessed organization. And, you know, things are pretty high standard in the vibes, you know, high and everything like that. So it's solid. What we do here is a lot of beautiful things, you know, as a collective. One of which I come from the Department of the Youth and Development. Mm-hmm. It's all about the brain. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting, you know, the kids thinking and spelling, vocabulary, things like that. Like, I focus more on, like, that basic, you know, foundation. So what we do at Parker Avenue, EHAT.org, is we provide extracurricular activities, such as chess. One of our major components, and as we all know, you know, that's the game of life. Chess is the game of life, and then we just go right on into it. We got debate teams.
Okay.
We got spelling bees.
All right.
We have social development. We have personal development. Mm. You know, so all those things that grows from the inside out is kind of like where we're geared to here on.
EHAT.org. Okay. If I can ask, when does the chess club and where is the chess club for youth help?
Okay, on Mondays and Saturdays, we want to expand the times and the days, but right now we're going once or twice a week for 2 days. Mm-hmm. We're down at 2567 East 55th, right there by the BMV. The old BMV on 55th, two doors down, boom, boom, Chinese spot, we right in the middle. Where was that? So
make sure, brother, we want to make sure that we are in, like I said, we're a unit. That's something that's very positive, and we definitely, if, you know, we have the time to either promote or be a part of it, please.
It's open. It's open just like this area.
Let us pass the flyers out, let us promote it on the website, whatever we need to do to make sure we have memberships up or whatever, to be involved in that.
I definitely will.
Because one thing, chess is the game of life.
The game of life.
And once you understand chess, you'll get through life just a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So, Mr. Parker, is there anything else you want to add about your youth development or the things you...
Like I said, I'm speaking more on a collective note, you know, in that case, because I know we all have special gifts and talents that we need to spew out. So without further ado, I'm going to pass over to Mike and about his talents and what he has going on. Mike?
Thanks a lot, Jason. Yep. I appreciate it. With my creative talents, one of the best things about me is... my ambition is being able to tell a story. Mm-hmm. And basically telling a story behind the camera. Mm-hmm. A lot of storytelling can come from, you know, filmmaking, photography, drawing, things of that stature. I think like the important thing with my talents is being able to execute those talents, but also like being able to provide that service to other people who probably would need their story to be told.
That's good stuff. Right
there. Yeah, because like it could be like from like a business is trying to like to promote themselves within the community, or either someone who's going through like a tough time and want their story to be told. There's like so many
stories that's not heard.
So many stories,
and you'll be surprised that you will have something in common with them and with those stories too. But they just not heard because of like we talked about earlier, because of fear.
Platform.
Yeah, not even having a platform and fear too.
Yeah,
you know.
So and that's why I like having you on the staff, because there was stories between us that we can share with the community too. You know what I'm saying? And I want that to be. You know, because like I said, me and Jason, we haven't talked about it, but we was going through the same thing, and now we're coming out of that same thing at the same time, and we're seeing the growth and the progress of now us being obedient, isolating, and taking care of self, and understanding what one means.
All right,
so that's something that we definitely want to, you know, include you on in. And so what about the entertainment? What's going on in entertainment?
Oh, man, the interesting thing about the entertainment world is that, you know, with in the world of entertainment, you have people that are public figures. Celebrities are kind of like one of the main ones. And when you're a public figure, everybody pays attention to what you do and how you act towards other people.
That's true.
One of the unique things is, you know, the recent situation with Will Smith. Everybody who's anybody knows Will Smith. Adore a lot of his films, from his sitcom show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and saw him gradually being involved in films and still continuing to star in films.
Yeah.
The fact that like he had that incident with Chris Rock kind of like changed his world dramatically.
Yeah. And lost so many people.
Can I say this? What changed his world dramatically is his wife's in the red table. Now all your business is out there. You've been, to me, you've been made a fool of. You've been, you're the talk of the town. And not only that, you're being humiliated throughout the media. You're being humiliated, and you're still showing love to your wife. And now, I thought I just said it's a breaking point.
To piggyback off that, my thing was he did that out of, you know, respect for his wife, but then for her to go on TV and say, oh, I didn't really need him to do that.
She said that?
Yeah, she said it. She said, I really didn't need him. That she really didn't need him to do that. It's like, wow, like he did that for you. Now his whole, you know, it could possibly his whole career be going down the drain.
Not really. Rather in that respect, I don't think he's definitely, you know, but he's definitely gonna have some backlash. But that goes to show the difference between anger and mad. See, anger.
So was he anger?
I think he was angry. But at first, it went from.
He probably was mad.
It was laughter. He got to go home with his woman. Then it went to anger, because now when you're angry, you make decisions and
irrational.
You're right, you don't have the time to think. When you're mad, it makes me.
You can sit back like gangster and be like, okay.
Exactly. You're making a decision that you thought about. So I definitely think that, like I say, it's like, I'm fed up. I'm tired of being the joke of running the jokes. Okay? So, being fed up. Production, movies, wife, home life, that's depression now, but you're in front of the national TV.
Hey, but you know what? They said that he can, he don't even have to, he ran it for 10 years. But he can still win Oscars at the house.
Yeah. Look, guess what?
As boxer. So he's like, okay.
Whatever he put
so
out now.
Awards, and he's so accomplished.
It's good. Like, he's like LeBron James.
He is.
Got the top award.
Oh, good.
He's the best. He's one of Denzel, Jamie Foxx. He's Sydney 48. He's up there.
And it was Howland after that case anyway. The most powerful hands was on his shoulder. Like,
come on,
bro.
Denzel Washington, Tyler Perry, come on.
Yeah.
All gone.
But my thing is, Chris Rock took it like a G.
Yeah, that's right, man. He did. Yeah. Like I said, it was class. I mean, that was
last time you seen a Tyler Perry movie.
Shit.
Oh, I don't even watch it. It's been a long, long time.
To me, I got done with Tyler Perry. Bad actor.
The last thing I saw of Tyler Perry is when he built the. His studio.
That went everywhere.
Tyler Perry is someone I definitely, you know, admire in his story, where he comes from. I mean, yes, I've had some disagreement, you know, on some of the ways he made it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Oh, yeah. But I'm speaking on that.
I love my dear, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But whatever that brother had to do, he did it, and he's now making ways for African-Americans down in black Hollywood.
Thing I didn't like about, and it's not a dig at him, is that he always portrayed, like, the black woman, like...
was like that.
Getting divorced or getting drugged or... What? In a way, like, you know, it's always something negative going on. Like,
where that, that too, but she held it down too as a Madea.
But I think also, like, another way to, like, look at it is that, you know, a lot of when it comes to being, like, a creative person, that could have been the world that, like, how Tyler Perry may have saw. So who are we to, like, to judge that?
That same thing coming from, you know, people don't realize the difference, like, growing up in the suburbs to growing up in the hood. Mm-hmm. When you're in the suburbs, you have a two-parent home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when you're in the hood, most of the families are...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off
because it was something that you, it was personal. Like, you could sit down and you could relate to some of the stuff that was going on.
This is why New Legacy exists, because I can see it from both sides. Coming from a single mother and also having a two-parent family.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing the difference of some of my friends who didn't have the advantage of. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this guy was like, I don't understand. Okay, we will never understand, because first of all, it's not a racial thing, but it's a cultural thing. You're not black.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand the educational system between going to Shaker Heights and the Cleveland.
And how to hold it down.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I went to Shaker and I was culture shocked, because I took philosophy, I took psychology, I took business in high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In Kennedy, I was taking English, math.
All that, yeah.
And African American history was an elective.
And a white person called African Black History Month.
Right.
So, Johnson.
So now
this year, man.
So now we as that's why one of the personal finance or people that didn't teach us that in school.
Yeah.
They didn't teach us about credit. They didn't teach us about none of that stuff.
That's why
we're here.
We're gonna set a new legacy. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. Plain and simple.
And
that's
I got a testimony about how I fixed my
what is it?
So this is how I actually got my car too. Last year my credit was about a 450.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had opened up, because the car I had, that green car I showed you, that Corolla, it got totaled. And I ended up going to jail, bad stuff ended up happening. Long story short, I had ended up opening up a Chime card. And even though it's not an unsecured credit card, but they still gave me 100 points just for opening up that account. Yeah. They go 500 points there. So I opened up this other card called Self. It's another secure card. Even though I want to throw this out here, the best way to boost your credit right away is through unsecured credit cards such as Chase, KeyBank. But for me, as far as I was concerned, I want to do that. And so then, just in the past May, I was able to get a car just off my credit alone without a co-signer, none of that, just because they was able to go there and see those two things. And then they saw that I ended up getting my credit up there to $670. So
it's ground rules.
In a year though. Just in a year.
It's ground rules, man. Just in these last year and a half, maybe 2 years, it's been a lot of forgiveness.
Yeah,
it's
and then a lot of reset. Stuff fall off. And
it's a lot, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I can say some things about that, but
That is definitely good. We definitely want to make sure that it's part of the topic of
the financial responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, credit versus
review that
money. Money is being
that's gonna be a good one. I gotta be here for that one.
Credit is well. You know, credit is definitely well.
Oh yeah.
So well, what was the topic? I did come in.
No, he was talking about entertainment.
I had to get some donuts, man.
talking about entertainment. Now we can move over to Mr. Lord.
Frieza
Donuts.
So, as you guys already know, I'm social media. I do broadcasting. I've been doing that for the past 2 years. I'm a drummer. I used to play the drums for my church. I retired last year in December. New Light Missionary Baptist Church is on the 127 in Corvette. So even though I'm not there, make sure y'all get there. It's still a good church to go to. So I did that. I do graphic designing. I do have a website, but I don't have that official domain just yet. It's still under construction, excuse me. Also, I'm a music producer. I do have stuff on SoundCloud. I don't have YouTube yet. I don't got anything on Apple Music, but I will be working on something.
Anchor.
So make sure you pass on some stuff so we can play it and put it on the station. But if you want to, that's one of our platforms to make sure that we allow an avenue for new artists who are trying to display whether it's poetry or
Also, I want to add before I pass the floor too, yeah. I'm a 3-time Street Fighter Online Tournament Champion on the computer version. Legendary Lucci, and you will see. Just put in Legendary Lucci versus, and you're going to see all my matches that I dang near play.
I'm saying we're going to feel an arena like that.
Who's your favorite character to play on Street Fighter?
Bison. I was so dominant with him because I could teleport. I could teleport. I could just
move.
I was a magician with him. That's how I was able. He was a slow character that I moved fast with.
Hey, just to go off of what you were saying and what Mike said about the character. Real quick, just to go around the room. Who is your favorite Street Fighter character? Who would you go with?
Ken or Ryu, but I...
No, you got to go. That's two people.
That's two people, but
you got to choose.
They're the same people.
Nope.
But I got to go with Ken.
Ken?
Yeah.
Ken's
flashy. He's flashy.
Ken, I mean, it is the same.
He's rich. He was rich. If you ever looked at Ken background, if you ever looked at Ryu and Ken,
that movie, it's a movie.
Ryu,
more than one movie.
Ryu is the
Ryu. Yeah.
But if you looked at their background, Ryu was the one that was like out in the forest and stuff like that. Ken was the one like in the mansions.
No, Ryu was in the
No. Ken.
No, Ken. Wow. Bro.
Ken was the flashy one with the flame. Wow. He was flashy. Oh, man,
he was out in the field.
Ryu was out in the field. Like if you ever look up Ryu's history, like. He had like dark elements that made him even more powerful because he has like evil Ryu.
Akuma.
Akuma
with his raging demon.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. You got a chance to know our host. We're gonna go to another music set, and after this, we're gonna have our general topic. Stay tuned. It's getting hot. Thank y'all for tuning in to New Legacy Radio. Welcome back to the Legacy Radio, y'all. We appreciate y'all so much. We hope you'll enjoy the introduction of our new members, Mr. Jason Parker, Michael Stafford, Chris Davis, Robert Yedlin.
Give it what you got. block to get the bug and wrap it up. But though the glitter in the penis I ask, I want the glitter in the big thighs. Your Prada dress or your Gucci bag, or the polo jeans or a doobie bag. You hold the door, I ain't become a new try. Keep holding down for the night. Big, you got the feet like you got the key, and girl, you got the gift, yeah. Turn it over the page, cause you been falling in love to a brand new age where status really don't matter. Everybody get right to the pillar, the batter. Come on. Make a move, set the precedence, iterate your precedence, the whole scene of decadence. And the feeling is true. I'm seeing me and my crew, you see it black and blue. So let's go for the ride. Check yourself in tight, and if you're going to find it, just pump. Breathe and stop, for real, and give it what you got, and just pump. On your mind, are you running out of time? Hope you're skipping every line, cause I'm getting mine. Move it around a bit again. Every block, every town, we starting to trend. Eye to eye, mind toe to toe. So who concentrating on the crew in the show? Benefiting the majority of stuff. Mountain high, valley low, gonna find the dough, y'all. All my people's no matter the creed. We gonna satisfy the urge and discover the need. You feel the bite in this. If you think I'm tight, well, then the bite in this. And let me say a rhyme in your ear. Dancing close to the most, it can fit in here. You feel the rhythm is right. You know the spinning is tight. You think you won't, but I think you might. Breathe and stop, for real. And give it what you got, and just
come.
Breathe and stop, for real. And give it
what you got. Mama, she's dead.
Stop, for real. And give it what you got, and just come.
Chill, party and die in the same corner. Get cast, get fast, body they dance mama. Quick, fast, trigger fingers on the llama. Revenge in the eyes, Hennessy in the ganja. Words to the wise, with villain state of minds. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Whenever, if ever, I roll up and sewn up. Any ghetto will tell you Nas, help grow what's up. My face once graced promotional Sony trucks. 100 million in villain, I helped blow them up. Gave my man my right, I could've went left. So like my girl Foxy, the kid went deaf. So people, who's the top 10? Is it MC Shan? Is it MC Ren? If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. If hip hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ.
DJ, DJ. If I just died this morning, she's dead. She's dead.
Wreck the DJ, roll at every station, wreck the DJ. If hip hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ.
DJ, DJ. If I just died this morning, she dead, she dead.
Bigger the cap, the bigger the pillin'. Come through something ill, missing the ceiling. What influenced my rap? Stick ups and killings, kidnappings, project billings, drug dealings. Criticize that, why is that? Cause Nas rap is compared to legitimized crap. Cause we love to talk on nasty chickens. Most intellectuals will only half listen. So you can't blame jazz musicians or David Stern with his NBA fashion issues. Oh, I think they like me and my white teeth. You can't ice me, we here for life, B. On my second marriage, hip hop's my first wife, B. And for that, we're not taking it lightly. Hip-hop should die, we die together. Bodies in the morgue lie together, all together now. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. If hip-hop should die before I wake, I load an extended clip and body them all day. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ. Roll at every station, wreck the DJ.
DJ, DJ,
I'm
niggas hollering. One of us hollering in bone. Come back to my ghetto. Let them know something we can't stop. You can't play the one without the other.
Scrambling, I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. You just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin, so much smoke needs oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins, nigga, you should too. If you knew what this game would do to you, been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who, both of you females fall or two. Then I do like niggas do like my shit, not to be fucked with. But fuck my stuff quick, cause me and my dogs love fuck shit. Fuck the luck shit, shoot the aim. No aspirations to take the game. Get your game. Your shit, grab your gap, pull your clip, squeeze your clip, hit the right one. That's it, we ain't got the light one. All them niggas got the fight one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that's gonna take me. Throw the big nigga, that's on me. I'ma tell you like it's on me. Casual everything around me. Shit, lyrically, niggas can't see me. Fuck it, why they go, cook the go, cut it. Throw the bitch before you call yourself loving it. Or the best part of it, nothing to see on you. Big come through with bumps and crews. Good fellas answer the fuck up to. Who's the killer? Me or you?
This next song I'm gonna play right here. This is a special shout out to some young brothers I had the pleasure of working with. This song stayed on the Billboard hit list for 17 weeks. These young brothers are from Cleveland, Ohio. I had the pleasure of being a promoter on this album. This song was shot down in Longwood. They had a video. Ladies and gentlemen, these young brothers are from East Tech High School. Scott Jacobs, Warren, Osage, Otis, Strip 9. Dance with Wolf.
This is sorry, man. You guys got to go over to Longwood Reservation and find out about the real thing. Go and follow the guy that just left you.
Let's go.
With my tribe back. With my tribe back. With my tribe back. With my tribe back.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was, oh man, that's a lot of history right there. Oh, them young brothers really worked very hard. You can check out Mr. 216 on Facebook. There's a lot of information. Scott Manningham is his name on Facebook. Make sure you check us out on New Legacy Group. New Legacy Group is on Facebook as well. We have a lot of information going on. Just some announcements, a few announcements we got going on. New Legacy is finna get ready for a sound stage this summer, giving the opportunity for artists to be on stage, to have their music displayed, I'm talking about live, on stage. That's in the works. We're gonna let you know about those dates as we get the information, as the information comes in. We hope you are getting ready to, you know, like I said, New Legacy's coming, we're growing. We had to take a step back, make sure we put our funk in it, understand the fundamentals of understanding our natural knowledge. Bringing the people in place, we started making sure we had the qualified people to satisfy the position so we won't have to do a lot of transition. Also, we want to make sure we put our stank on it. We want to make sure we stand together and advance in the natural knowledge so we can make sure build the plan, we put it in, work together to put it to use, and also we can now take care of us. We want to make sure our communities turn into the village feel so we all looking out for one another and building a stronger, viable, new legacy. The question for me to you is, what is your legacy? We'll be back after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed this episode of New Legacy Radio. It has been a pleasure and a joy. I hope you enjoyed meeting the new members and seeing what's going to happen next. But right now, we all need a little inspiration, you know. Nothing like just remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Give God the first 24. That's 10% of your day. 24 hours, give him 10%. That's paying your tithe. No matter what you do and how you do it, who you pray to or whatever you do, just give him his praise for 24 minutes and everything will be all right. But this song I'm playing right now is For Every Mountain, written by Richard Smallwood, but it's performed by one of the soul singers, Miss Kiki Wyatt.
Praise the Lord, everybody. So much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so
Father, we thank you for this day, for you are worthy of all glory, praise, and honor. If it had not been for you and the mighty things you've done for me, I would not be here. Bless the blessed community of Cleveland. Bless those who may be sick and shutting, and those who
sing your testimony, have Kiki, for every mouth.
Activity of their limbs. We ask you to bless their finances and their families as well. All the things they may have gone through, make sure they give them an extra blessing to come through it. Because they have the tenacity to come overcome all adversity. For every minute you brought us over, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us. We know that when the praises go up, the blessings come down, so we ask you to bless. In the most precious name, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask all these blessings. Amen. It shall be. Thanks to the Lord. He broke up this morning and started doing away. The rest is on you. Once again, thank you for choosing the New Legacy Group, LLC, and the New Legacy Radio Podcast Show. We'll see you next in 2 weeks. We'll be broadcasting every 2 weeks, so tell a friend and tell a friend.